And I'd like now to welcome Jason Silverman. He is with the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, in Santa Fe, where he's director of the Cinematheque. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you, too. And Diana Delling, speaking of the arts, she's with the Lensic Santa Fe's Performing Arts Center.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. Now, what's happening? We just want to have Jason on because there's a whole bunch of stuff happening at the CCA. Some openings this weekend?
There's a lot happening this weekend. It's like a little multiplex with our two screens. We've got a comedy series happening in the mornings with these restored silent films. Actually, one's not silent. It's called Masters of Comedy, and it's curated by all these great preservationists, an international group. And it's really delightful. It's at 11 o'clock each morning.
Do people tend to go to the movies that early?
If it's something worth seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do. And this is a family thing, so I think families go over after the farmer's market and check it out and get the first popcorn for brunch.
Right.
And then we have a film called Pandora's Promise, which is going to be controversial in Santa Fe because it advocates for nuclear power. And it's a really provocative film, and I think there'll be some people who disagree with the film there passing out flyers. But it's a very thoughtful piece, and there has been a lot of back and forth about it in the press, pros and cons. So there's a lot of heat around this film.
How did you choose to bring that one?
I watched it, and I was... I had already made my mind up to dislike it and to disagree with it when I went in, and by the time I came out, I had, deepened my, opinion of the matter. It's more complicated than one might think.
Interesting. So Pandora's Promise is happening. What else is going on over there?
We have an Israeli film called Fill the Void, which is a really powerful kind of chamber.
Oh, I read the review of that. That looks very interesting.
It's fantastic. We did an event with the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival last night. It was sold out and then some. And so there's a lot of interest in this film. And then we've got some films holding that are fantastic. 20 Feet from Stardom, which is the untold story of backup singers who, they're the ones we sing along to when we're in the car, right? The backup singers.
We sing the background parts.
Exactly.
Hoping nobody notices how bad we are.
Yeah, and it's a really moving, fun film. We're still playing Hava Nagila, which has been one of the biggest surprises to me in memory. People just keep on coming and coming to that film. It's a lot of fun. Much Ado About Nothing, which is another huge crowd pleaser, and which I love. I think it's my favorite Shakespeare adaptation.
And it's a new one, right?
Yeah, it's by Joss Whedon, who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Firefly and Serenity, and then the Avengers. And he took a break for a month from the Avengers, which is this, $800 million movie, whatever. And to get his head back where he wanted to be, he invited a bunch of his actor friends over to his mansion in Santa Monica, and they started running lines, and they decided to just film it. And
they did this
really lovely, it's a smart, lovely Much Ado. It's a piece, it's a great piece.
I know people who have seen it twice, several people. Really enjoy it, yeah.
Oh, it's
at the CCA.
And the theater is continuously full. And
it's one of those ones like the Leonardo DiCaprio Romeo and Juliet where they're wearing modern clothes and all that?
So, cell phones and modern clothes and YouTube, and it's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. And when it's like that, I don't know why this is, but somehow, even though they're completely reading Elizabethan English, somehow you understand it better if they're wearing stuff that looks like what we wear.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it. So it's a lot of fun. There's cupcakes in it. So it's great fun. It's a really great, we're having a great run over there. All kinds of good stuff.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to featuring your films again from the CCA on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. You bring the best films anywhere. Well, you guys on the screen, but it's really an incredible theater. It's one of the jewels of Santa Fe.
Well, thanks. Well, there's so many people who love good movies in this town. It just makes it easy to show them.
Excellent. Well, Jason Silverman, thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe. Anything else before we go?
That's all I need. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Well, we'll see you soon.
See you at the
Jason
CCA.
Jason Silverman from the CCA. And Diana Delling, hi.
Hi. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
We've got a lot going on at the Lensic as well. It's hard to pull yourself away from CCA, but when you do, please come to the Lensic. Tonight, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has a program tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Aspen Santa Fe is performing two world premieres, one by Spanish choreographer Caventano Soto and one by Norbert de la Cruz III. Norbert just won the prestigious Princess Grace Award for choreography.
They're amazing.
They are amazing. If you love ballet, you'll like them. If you're new to ballet, I think you'll like them too, because it's really, in my unprofessional dance opinion, it's a combination of contemporary and more classical work. It's really fun, so I hope to see everybody there.
Excellent.
It's also Folk Art Market weekend, of course, and I think Santa Fe is filled with extra people and some from all over the world here to go to the market, which starts tonight with an opening gala. It opens to the public tomorrow morning, and you can go early, which I have never done, but I may this year. You can go early from 7:30 to 9:30, buy a ticket then, beat the crowds, beat the heat, and kind of get first dibs on all the good stuff.
Yeah, lots of good stuff at Folk Art Market. Excellent. Well, we have, ladies and gentlemen, of course, a cat of the week.
We missed that while you were gone.
You didn't do it. Oh, I wonder if she sent them. It's time to, let's see, Felines and Friends is featuring a little kitty called Cleo. Cleo had a rough start in life. She was found nearly dead from starvation and exposure. She's been nursed back to health and would do best with other kind and gentle cats and dogs. She's a little small cat with a short gray coat and tabby markings and a white chin, belly, and socks.
Aww.
That sounds cute.
What's her name again?
Cleo.
Cleo.
And if you would like to adopt her, you can call Felines and Friends at 316-2281, or you can go to fandfnm.org. That stands for Felines and Friends, New Mexico. Also, they take them to Petco Thursdays through Sundays from 1 to 4, and at Tecatu in Sambusco, first Saturday of every month, 10 to 2.
So hard to walk by when you're in one of those places and not want to take home a cat, or when they have dog days, dogs.
I know. I would, if I succumbed to temptation, I would have probably 40 dogs.
I would too.
And then they'd arrest me and be this Edgewood thing all over again.
Art Santa Fe is this weekend.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's right. Because they always happen the same time as Folk Art Market.
I think so. And it kind of gives us an even broader variety of things, to types of art to see this weekend. Art Santa Fe, of course, is an international contemporary art fair. It features galleries from around the world as well, just like Folk Art Market has worldwide representation. At the International Contemporary Art Fair, Art Santa Fe, which is at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, we've got galleries from Asia, Europe, Latin America. There's some from Japan and Moscow, I know that. We also have some local galleries represented, including Charlotte Jackson and Zane Bennett and Jane Sauer.
All of them amazing. I love those three Santa Fe galleries.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. And I know this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and I know that earlier in the week, Zaylee spoke with this gentleman, Robert Whitman, a former special agent in the FBI on the art crime team, and he's doing a reading Saturday night at 6:30 from his new book called Priceless, How I Went Undercover to Rescue the World's Stolen Treasures. And you can get more information on all this at artsantafe.com.
And if it gets really hot at Folk Art, this is what I've done in the past, you just go down to the convention center, which is nice and air-conditioned.
Exactly, because Folk Art Market can get hot midday. But there's usually, there are good drinks, lemonade and things like that to sip on while you're there.
Excellent.
Just bring a hat, bring some sun coverage. I want to talk about something that's next Saturday, if I can, so it's a little ahead of time.
Sure.
It's at the Lensic, and it's called Kicking a Dead Horse. This is a Sam Shepard play. It'll be performed by Fusion Theater, the great company from Albuquerque. It will be at the Lensic next Saturday, July 20th at 2 and 8. And it's the story, back with the art theme, of an art dealer from Manhattan who kind of turns away from his profession to explore, you know, what he's been missing in life. He takes a trip in the Southwest desert and finds himself stranded. His horse dies, in fact, which is how they got the name Kicking a Dead Horse. He's stranded in the desert, and he explores what the choices that he's made that have brought him to this place in life. This stars Paul Blott, who's an Albuquerque resident, and I don't know that local Santa Fe and Sam Shepard will be there, but it would be nice if he came to check out Fusion's production on display.
Yeah, we've done a lot. We've had a lot of Sam Shepard in town lately.
We have.
Because they did Buried, Ironweed did Buried Child not too long ago.
He's obviously a wonderful playwright, Pulitzer Prize winner.
Shout out to the Santa Fe Institute. If you see Sam around, tell him about the Fusion.
Come on down.
Fusion does a good job.
They do. They're an excellent company. And this one's directed by one of their co-founders, Lori Thomas.
Oh, okay.
It should be really good. I think I can't wait to see it. And tickets are available at the Lenzic box office or online at TicketSantaFe.com, or you can call 505-988-1234.
And I got a note from the Steve Elmore Indian Art Gallery, which is at 839 Paseo de Peralta. It's in that little complex where I think it's called Act 2 Clothing and...
Is it on Guadalupe or downtown?
No, maybe I'm getting the name wrong. It's on Paseo.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's the Harvey building. Anyway, you drive in there. But Steve Elmore is also a painter, and he's got a show of his own paintings called Sacred Serpents and Fire Trees, and the opening reception is today from 5 to 7. And you can go to elmoreindianart.com.
Here's something fun. The Santa Fe Independent Film Festival is presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show in the Rail Yard.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me make sure I have the date right. It's Saturday. It's tomorrow night. It starts at 8 o'clock, I believe. Let me make sure I have that right. It starts at when it gets dark, and there's an after party at the Rouge Cat. And, of course, somewhere online I have seen they have a whole set of instructions for those of you who are new to the show, new to the movie, about what kind of food products, etc., you might bring along, your rice, your toast, whatever, and when to throw it, what to say when. Kind of gives you the whole outline of how to be a participatory viewer of the film. And it's a costume contest as well.
Oh my goodness. That they had that way back when I was in college. People go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show and throw stuff.
I
and
remember
all that.
That. Midnight showings.
It's
the rest
it is
of it.
Fun. It's the only participatory movie I can really think of. Is there any other movie
right.
people do that?
Not deliberately.
Not so
in mass.
Formally, yeah,
right.
In mass, exactly.
Let me say for more info on that, in case I didn't give you enough, it's SantaFeIndependentFilmFestival.com. It's an easy one.
Excellent. Now, the Santa Fe Master Gardeners is having a free Let's Grow series, and in this month's class, you can learn everything you need to know about watering your garden from, large-scale to simple ollas next to your plants. And it's tomorrow, July 13th. You can drop in anytime from 9 to 11. It's the County Fairgrounds, which is on Rodeo Road right here in Santa Fe.
I think the Master Gardeners Association is really cool. My friend Christine Salem is involved in that, and I believe she is a Master Gardener.
Uh-huh.
They're a great resource if people want to learn more about gardening here in Santa Fe, which can be difficult because of our altitude and obviously lack of water.
Yeah.
So I think they're a great group.
People are doing a good job, though.
Yeah, gardening. I agree.
What was the website again?
It's the initials of the organization, so sfmga.org, Santa Fe Master Gardener Association, their initials, .org.
Excellent.
And I hope people come to their gardening workshop tomorrow.
Okay. So let's see. What else is happening? That one is... Coming up in the future, we will have stuff from the El Dorado Children's Theater and Teen Players, but we'll just tease you with that because it's not happening quite yet.
It's always fun when there are young people doing these plays.
Yeah.
I can tell you about the New Mexico Jazz Festival, which continues.
Yeah.
And it's such a great series, which is put on, I have to say, by the Lensic, by Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, and by the Santa Fe Jazz Foundation. Tonight, down in Albuquerque at Outpost, is a Brazilian jazz band. Sounds like Mary Charlotte might like it. Trio de Paz.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you familiar with them?
Oh, yeah. They're great. I'm going to try to go down there.
Great. Tickets? There are a few tickets left. I heard it's selling really, really well.
Uh-huh.
But it's at Outpost in Albuquerque, and it starts at 8. Next Thursday, there's Arlen Asher and Straight Up will be playing. He's one of New Mexico's longstanding jazz luminaries. And that'll be at Outpost as well.
And we hear him on KSFR.
Yeah, KSFR is a great supporter of the Jazz Fest and plays all of this music. The Yellow Jackets will be at Highland Theater next Friday. And at the Lensic on the 21st, we have Stanley Clark. At the 26th, we have Terrence Blanchard and Lionel Lewecki. And then on the 27th, we have I love this guy, Eddie Palmieri.
Eddie Palmieri. I'm going to try to get him on the air.
Band. I hope, yeah.
He's been around forever. He's been around since the 70s, is an amazing musician and leader in the salsa and Latin jazz community.
Really fun. Yeah, I hope people go to that too. And all this is listed. In addition to a bunch of free events, Larry Mitchell and the Miltones will be playing in the plaza in the next week, I believe. You can get all this information at New Mexico Jazz Festival.org.
Right.
And please check it out. Performances at the Outpost, at the Lensic, in the plaza, in Old Town, in Albuquerque, all over town, all over both towns.
Excellent. So we've heard about what's happening at the CCA. Do we know what's happening at the Screen? Or I'll just, you know what, you go on, I'll just find that right now.
I can tell people about the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, which is kicking off its 41st season this Sunday. And it's a 6-week festival that happens every summer here in Santa Fe with lots of concerts, chamber music concerts, youth events. People come in and play from all over the country and the world. Chamber music is, I used to not be so familiar with chamber music, but I've really grown to like it now that I've learned more about it.
Yeah.
Sunday, the whole festival kicks out at the St. Francis Auditorium on West Palace at the museum. It's with a performance called Tchaikovsky and Russian Romance. Tickets are available at the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival or at Ticket Santa Fe 988-1234. It starts at 6 p.m. There are events throughout the next 6 weeks, so it's definitely worth checking out.
And Chamber Music Festival is an amazing phenomenon organization.
Definitely.
They get some of the world's best musicians coming to play in Santa Fe, and people love coming here to play. And they always have a composer. I've been away for a little bit, and so I usually have the wonderful Steven Ovitzky on the air talking about it, and maybe we'll get him on in a little bit. But they always have a living composer who is here, and usually a new piece and things like that. So Santa Fe, and of course the old classics.
Yeah, and some of the concerts are at night, some are at noon, I see. So it's easy to find time, or it's easier to find time when you have a variety of times and places and things to check out like that.
Yeah.
Chamber music, I don't know if I said it, Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival is at sfcmf.org.
And at the okay. Now at the Screen, which is the movie theater on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, we have a movie called Augustine, a powerful and darkly sensual drama, which is based on the true story of the unusual relationship between Dr. Jean-Martin Charcot, the pioneering 19th century French neurologist and mentor Sigmund Freud.
Wow.
And mentor to Sigmund Freud and his star teenage patient, Augustine. And so it's basically a 19-year-old kitchen maid who has this crazy seizure and gets treated by this doctor. So this is psychological drama.
Between the Screen and the CCA, I mean, you could go to a movie every night yourself.
You don't have to be in New York or Los Angeles or any place. You just stay right here.
You're right. Thanks to Jason again, who is no longer here, but he brings in the good movies.
His computer's still here.
Oh. He's here somewhere.
He's here somewhere in the cafe. And Peter Grendel over at the Screen, who does a terrific job. And, of course, the great Brent Cleaver, who is the kind of curatorial colossus over at the Screen.
We're very lucky. Here's good film town.
Indeed. Now, Hijacking is another film. It's about the cargo ship MV Rosen, which is heading for harbor when it's hijacked by Somali pirates in the Indian Ocean. So that's that drama. And it's a probably real thriller. A movie called The Stories We Tell, which is a genre-twisting new film. Oscar-nominated writer-director Sarah Polley discovers that the truth depends on who's telling it. Kind of, maybe it's a Rashomon kind of thing, don't know.
It's supposed to be fantastic. Several people have told me that. Sarah Polley does a great job. I think her mother passed away when she was younger, and she's trying to kind of piece her story together, so she interviews family members and friends and others.
Oh, it's a documentary?
I believe so, and I hope I'm not wrong.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
I hope I'm not wrong.
Very interesting. Somebody reviewed it, and they said it's a mystery uncovered like a detective story wrapped in a love letter.
How can you beat that?
And then Hannah Arendt is yet another movie there, and director Marguerite von Trotta is in that, and it's a biopic of Hannah Arendt, so that sounds like a good one. And then, of course, Romeo and Juliet is opening with the Bolshoi Ballet. That's presumably a high-definition film, and what else can you say? Romeo and Juliet, Bolshoi Ballet, can't go wrong.
No.
It's all at the screen.
Seriously, and as you said earlier, on these hot days, go take in some great film and get a little cooled off.
Get a little cooled off.
Now, it's flamenco season. It's always flamenco season, but it's sort of flamenco high season, it seems. Flamenco is beginning, or is continuing at El Farol on Canyon Road, it's July 5th through August 11th, Tuesday through Sunday evenings at 7. There's a flamenco show featuring Joaquin Encinas. You might know these people. I do not. Marisol Encinas, Vicente Griego, Ricardo Angelada, and more. It's the American Flamenco Repertory Company. It's a dinner show, so you get dinner and
flamenco. Yes, it is a great way to watch flamenco.
Agreed. And then there's Juan C.D. Flamenco Theater Company, who is performing at the Lodge all summer long. Through September 1st. He's wonderful, a young guy who's been in Santa Fe for several seasons now and has a great, great company that's at the Lodge. You can find out about him at JuanCDSIDDIFlamenco.com.
Juan C.D. Flamenco, yeah. Never, can't get too much of that kind of dance. We have a lot of dance going on, whether it's on high definition or on stage right in front of you.
We really do, and I hope people take advantage of it, that we have so much great stuff this summer.
Definitely.
There is a book called Bombshell. It was written by James Reich. He's contributing faculty member at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And this is a book he wrote 25 years after the Chernobyl disaster. He wrote a novel that, as the reporter says, is a thrilling, if not eerie, reminder of the very real threat that nuclear power poses. And I don't remember the name of the film, Jason.
Oh, yeah, Pandora's Promise.
Yeah, so it's a different animal.
Different take
again,
on that.
The nuclear topic. And James Reich will be doing a reading from his book at Collected Works this week. It is Tuesday at 6 o'clock. It's a free, and he will do a reading and answer questions, as usual, at the Collected Works events, which are always fun and a great way to learn more about the people who are writing these books that are so good and available here in town.
Exactly. Now, also at Collected Works Bookstore, Farmers Market guest appearance, George Ancona, on his lovely children's book called It's Our Garden, and that's from 9 to 11, so I guess they'll be doing stuff over at the Farmers Market. And then Journey Santa Fe is always on Sunday mornings, and they are doing a celebration of French Independence Bastille Day, because Bastille Day is the 14th, which I guess is this Sunday.
This Sunday, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a fireworks kind of a day over in France? I believe it is.
I don't know. I've never been there on Bastille. I've barely ever been there ever, but I don't know how they celebrate Bastille Day.
We can probably celebrate it any way we want to. We could go to one of our great French restaurants.
Yeah, I think eating would be my choice. French.
I agree.
But on Bastille Day at Collected Works, join François-Marie Patomi, Céline Leplouard-Cam, and Javier Grenet as they share information on French history, culture, politics, and the great French love of food. So, once again, they say break out your beret. And but you can't see, and smoke your jalousie, those horrible unfiltered French cigarettes, but you're not allowed to smoke them in the bookstore. So that's at Galisteo on the corner of Water Street here in Santa Fe, Collected Works.
And if you're going to celebrate Bastille Day, you want to do it with someone named Francois. I know that
exactly. That
for a fact. Music on the Hill continues this week, too. That's the great free summer series at St. John's College. Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8 on the athletic field, they've got free concerts. And this week on Wednesday, July 17th, it's the John Brule Quartet playing tunes by Nat King Cole and more. I'm sure that will be great. And Music on the Hill, put on by St. John's College, reminds us that parking is limited, but there is a free shuttle between Museum Hill and the college. You can bring a picnic, you can buy food from Walter Burke Catering and Sprouts, the farmer's market store, as they call it. I don't think it's quite as wonderful as our own farmer's market store, but it's a good store. That's Music on the Hill.
And I got a note from Joyce Harrington saying that there is a trunk show tomorrow at 11 a.m., 11 to 1, at Santa Fe Fabrics, which is at 1100 Don Diego Avenue. I think it's right across from the Santa Fe Baking Company, yeah. And she's a local fashion designer, and so she will be presenting Santa Fe-style designs and vintage ethnic clothing from around the world. Refreshments by Dulce.
Dulce, yeah, very good. Here's some more teen theater. That seems big in Santa Fe this year. I don't know, maybe it always has been. West Side Story will be performed by the Teen Ensemble at the Santa Fe Performing Arts Armory for the Arts Theater at 1050 Old Pecos Trail. West Side Story will be performed on July 19th, 20th, and 21st at 7 p.m. Obviously, the great musical.
This by Leonard Bernstein.
Yes. Yes.
And a while ago, we had a gentleman on the air who did this one-man performance about Leonard Bernstein.
Hershey Felder.
And one of the things that came out in that performance was the irony of somebody being such an incredibly serious and prolific classical musician, and what he's remembered for is There's a Time for Us.
A musical of all things.
Yeah. Maria, all those songs from West Side Story.
I'm glad he brought it to us, but I understand where he's coming from. He did a lot more that we learned about in his performance that I had never known.
That was very enlightening. If you can pull them off, those one-man shows, one or one-woman shows, can be so engaging.
He had the audience just mesmerized, just watching his every move and listening and at the edge of their seats, really, which is amazing to do. Also for a couple of hours straight, you know?
Yeah, and playing the piano. I mean, it was, Anyway, that's over.
We recommend him, but that was a while back. Maybe we'll bring him back. Another play that is at the Armory for the Arts is James and the Giant Peach by the City Different Players.
Aw.
This, I don't think that's a children's or teen ensemble, but it is, of course, a great children's story, loved by adults as well, by Roald Dahl, and this one's dramatized by Richard R. George. It's at the Santa Fe, the Armory for the Arts Theater, and it is July 18th at 7, and then again July 20th, 21st, 27th, and 28th at 2 p.m. I'm sure that's a great family-friendly play.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to send listings to be read on Speaking of the Arts, you can send them to radiocafe@ksfr.org. And please keep it simple, who, what, when, where, website, phone number, day of the week, time of day, all that stuff. And if you can, send it a day or two before the Friday you want me to read it. If you send it 2, 3, 4 weeks in advance, it's a lot less likely that it will get on the air, because then the inbox gets so very full that it kind of gets lost. And that's how it is. So please feel free to send in your listings.
Should people put any special subject line or anything like that?
They could put Speaking of the Arts, but they don't have to. But that would work.
Could maybe be helpful.
Because we get so many emails. I have, let's see, what am I up to in my inbox now? I think the number is a grand total of 10,969 messages.
Wow.
Of which 3,555 are unread.
How many are unread? 3,000?
Yeah, 3,500.
You could spend a week doing that, but...
No, I know.
I hope you don't,
take
because we need you on the air.
You have to take a vacation in order to catch up with your email. That's how these things are, and it's fine. But just for being practical, send in your listings a day or two before you want them read.
Here's something going on at Site Santa Fe. There's a public opening tonight that sounds pretty cool. It's an artist called Enrique Martinez Celaya. The exhibit is called The Pearl. In this exhibit, Martinez Celaya transforms almost 12,000 square feet of Site's gallery in spaces into an immersive environment with painting, sculpture, video, photography, waterwork, sound, writing, his first musical arrangement. I mean, it's obviously multimedia, and really all-encompassing. Site Santa Fe will turn into this exhibit installation. It opens tonight from 5 to 7 is the public opening, and there was a members opening earlier this week. I've heard it's very cool. And Site Santa Fe, for more information, sitesantafe.org.
And they have all kinds of amazing stuff there. They are so, I mean, they do such a professional job at Site Santa Fe. It's a great space, and it gets so completely transformed from one exhibit to the next. You don't even know you're in the same building once you go in.
Everything's so very different, yeah.
Yeah.
The rail yard, and it's got a great location in the rail yard where all kinds of things are going on every weekend, from the farmer's market to evening concerts, free movies like Rocky Horror Picture Show this weekend. And it's, as I always say, the rail yard's a great, great center, other plaza almost for Santa Feans.
Yeah, it is a very nice place. They've transformed it. When I first moved to Santa Fe, it was a kind of dusty old railroad tracks, which I actually liked also.
But it was a true rail yard, an old
yeah.
And it still is, I suppose. I live near there and hear the trains every morning
right.
and night.
Well, it's we hear the music, so that means it's just about time to go. Diana Delling is with the Lenzic, Santa Fe's Performing Arts Center, and she's with us speaking of the arts. My name is Mary Charlotte. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. So Diana, what are you doing this weekend? Are you going to any of these fabulous events?
I am. I don't even know which so far. I'm planning on going to Folk Art Market for a while. I do want to catch a couple of films. Probably we'll only have time for one, but I'll be heading to the CCA, I'm sure.
Excellent.
I'm behind on my films.
I know. Well, I've been away for a little bit. It's great to be back here in the Santa Fe Baking Company and in Santa Fe. And everybody, drive safely, be happy, wear your seatbelt, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next time. Adios.